Good evening. You're very welcome to speak, if you wish to.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It is good to join with you once again.
Oh, it's very good to have you back. We weren't expecting you. Thank you.
I understand. But I felt it would be of great use to speak with you all now.
It's always wonderful, thank you.
I was listening to you speak about illnesses in people and also yourselves.
Yes.
I would like you, my dear friends, to remember all of the dear children in this world. After all, they will be the ones who make the future of this planet.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
I have told you that these children will grow and spirits will surge at a great pace when they are ready to join the Earth planet. There is so much discontent in your world today, and we know from spirit that there is much unhappiness and bewilderment amongst the people. I say only a few words to you, my dear friends. And that is to hold on to the knowledge that we in spirit have tried to bring to you. Believe that all good is the way forward. It is difficult, we know, to believe that everything will be fine, but it will be. No matter how dark your days or years may be, remember that spirit is always alive. I wish to thank you all for the good work that you do. You all are teaching angels. You are all bringers of good news. And we thank you and hope that you will continue along this pathway.
Yes, well, I'm sure we will. It's a great honour. I just wish we could sometimes get more people to listen. But we've got the websites. We don't know how many people read them. We hope lots are gradually finding their way to them. And
yes, I feel your ingredients must be placed with a little patience also.
Yes. Yeah, we hopefully we've got plenty of years to continue to spread with this wonderful knowledge that you've given us.
You must be positive about these things, even when all seems dark. No matter how far you go in your world, remember that we are always, always with you.
I think these dark times are the times when you really need it the most, and you really grow. Yes, yeah, and absolutely, it seems like it's one thing after another on planet Earth. When one thing, catastrophe finishes, gradually there's talk of other things brewing, and I guess it's going to be like that for a long time, but we just have to, as you say,
you have to fight down fear. Remember that fear can be very successful in people who are unsure of themselves, or unsure of what life is about. And although it is most worrying for you all, I ask you, my dear friends, that you remain strong and look to the future with love and brightness. And remember also, it is not just the earthly planet, it is those who surround them, the nearest planets to you.
I fully accept that, and I feel it's in all of our interests to understand and project that good. It can be a beautiful future for us. It's a belief or a knowing that this goodness is coming. We have to be patient, but it's coming. Even if it doesn't happen in our lifetimes, it's still coming.
Yes, try to remember. It is not just one day, one year,
or one lifetime.
It is many sometimes. But I had to come this evening just to let you know that you have our support and our love.
Thank you very much.
It's not the fear I struggle with so much, son, and it is the anger I feel when I see people being so cruel and horrible, and then I find it really difficult to think lovingly about those perpetrators. That's my
most
difficult.
But you must bring forward that deep love which you have for humanity. And you do have that love. Do not allow fear to disrupt the love you feel for others. I do not say it is easy. It is not. But I know, and I trust you all to continue within the love and light of spirit.
So, I was wondering if I could ask a question.
Yes.
In the moment, my wife and I are reading an author called David Hawkins, who's a very influential author in the world at the moment, and he's produced a map of consciousness which goes from 1 to 1,000. 1,000 would be Jesus, and the average level of consciousness on this planet is about 200. And it's all this scale has been put together by using kinesiology, with the kinesiology approach to all sorts of things that concerns our planet at this time. I was wondering if this was a useful tool for mankind at the moment.
I understand. Anything that helps mankind can only be good.
Yes.
At this moment in time. Whether the data or the facts are as good as they seem, we will leave it to your attendance in the coming years. But yes, consciousness, how can you measure consciousness?
Yes.
When it is able to transmute at will.
Yes.
But if the gentleman is sure that he is on the right pathway,
yes,
then I say to him, continue. Anything that brings happiness or lessens fear can only be good for the planet.
Yes.
You understand.
He's written about 20 books. He's died now, but his teachings are just so uplifting, and they're so in parallel to the what you've taught
us. It's
wonderful.
In line. Yeah.
He's talking about unconditional love, and one
which
of the ways
we all know is to be the one thing that all of you possess, but not all of you use.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'd say the gentleman has written from the heart.
Yes.
And that is all I can say about it.
Yes. He's given many tools to help people raise their consciousness, like on the subject of unconditional love.
Yes.
He's said that, you know, many of us are held back by our fears, which is what you're talking about.
And
one of the ways, when you approach and you raise your consciousness through your lifetimes, that you get better and better at recontextualizing all things from a negative to a positive, is simply looking at the situation with different levels of consciousness will give you a totally different feeling. But as you get into those higher levels of consciousness, then recontextualizing into unconditional love type thinking is so powerful. And it just fits in so well with what you've been teaching us.
Yes. Once you have this knowledge, this ability to extend your own lives and understanding, then we begin to see that there is more to life than living a life on Earth.
Yes.
Or travelling to another planet. Which in your case here is not quite so good, but you are pointing in the right direction.
Yes.
You understand. Yes.
I believe he saw, reached a point where he was not fighting with anyone or anything, and he accepted everything that he saw as perfect in its stage of evolution, and everybody being at their own level of consciousness. I felt that he must have reached an incredible, you know, a beautiful place where he didn't see the need to change anything, but just to be giving and loving of himself to whoever, I suppose, was in front of him.
You are speaking to a being who understands fully what is being said. Remember that what you see and what you feel is from your thinking, your love. And there are many, many levels of consciousness.
Yes.
I would perhaps not use the word disagree, but I would say there are so many levels that you may never know about consciously.
Yeah.
You understand what I am saying? Yes. It is wonderful when you reach a level of understanding which puts forward to you and all of the universes this sacred, sacred way of thinking.
Mm.
Now, I am so pleased, my dear friends, to have joined with you this time. But I feel for now we must say goodbye until we meet once again.
Well, it was a lovely surprise.
Thank you for coming
thank
through.
You.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolute joy.
And a bit of joy, as always, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
My love goes with you, as always.